We had a healing school last month on the second Saturday of the month, as we do every month. And I guess it must have been about 8 o'clock at night, wasn't it? You know, normally, you know, we have the healing school from 1 to 5, you know, the teaching, and then we pray for people. Well, she was the last lady in our line. Of course, all the people that work with us here had a line, and you know, and we were all praying for people. We had plenty of people to pray for. We had a whole bunch of folks here last month. But this little 83-year-old woman, she came up to me, and I thought I was through, and she was sitting there. And this lady came up and her daughter, and her right arm was hanging down, and she said, "I have a tumor in my right shoulder, and it's disconnected my rotator cuff, so I can't raise my right arm up." But then what she did with her left hand, I'll never forget. She raised that left finger up, and she put it just about an inch from my nose, and she said, "But I know when you pray for me in the name of Jesus, He's going to heal me."
Amen.
Do you hear any faith in that woman's voice?
Amen.
Wow. Not "I hope He will." The minute she said that, I thought about the little woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. Crawling through the crowd saying, "I know if I can but touch the hem of His garment, I know I shall be healed." And I reached up and put my hand on that thing in her shoulder, and I said, "In the name of Jesus," and that soft, fluffy thing disappeared. And then immediately her right arm went whoosh, just like this. Wow. And her daughter said, "Mama, you couldn't do that." She said, "But I told you that if you'd drive me down here from Amarillo and let Him pray for me, I told you Jesus was going to heal me." And He did. Just exactly what she thought. She got healed according to her faith. Isn't God awesome when you come to Him in faith? I don't care if I do this for another 30 years. I realize that when I do something like that, who's standing right there? Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He literally manifests Himself among us as His children. We can't see Him, but boy, we can see what He can do, can't we? And we can sure feel Him, that's right. I just stand in awe when I see God do those kind of things. Just recently, it's been a few weeks ago now, Stan Johnson, the head of the Prophecy Club, he called me on a Monday. And he told me, he said, "Thurman, I have never had very much faith in healing ministries. I've never seen a healing." He said, "I've had about 4 of those guys speak in my church over the last several years, but we've never seen God do a healing." But he says, "This last week, I was playing racquetball. I stumbled and fell. And when I did, I went down and I caught myself just with my hands. As I hit the floor with both hands," he said, "I tore both rotator cuffs, both of them." He said, "I'm in terrible pain. I can barely lift my hands up to my waist." He said, "That's painful." But he said, "To try to go up any higher, it's just super painful. I can't do it." I said, "Well, let me ask you a question." I said, "Do you know that God either told you to do something that you didn't do, or did you just commit some kind of sin that you knew you wasn't supposed to do?" He said, I did. I said, "So you know that God told you to do something and you didn't do it?" He said, "That's exactly right. I know I didn't." I said, "Well, that's why you got hurt. See, God was trying to get your attention to let you know you was not paying attention, so He had to get your attention big time." So I said, "When you fail," he said, "I failed many times much harder than I fell with no damage to my body. But," he said, "this time I just barely hit the floor with my hands and tore both rotator cuffs." He said, "I went to the doctor, said it hurts so bad. And the doctor told me there's only one thing they can do, and that's surgery on both arms." He said, "I walked out of the hospital saying, 'God, I am not going to have surgery. I know You can heal me. I am not going to have surgery.'" Now, he's never seen a healing in his church, you know, in all these years. And so he said, when Sunday came, he preached his message, but he said, "It was so painful when I walked outside after church was over that I couldn't raise my hands up any higher than my waist. It was so painful in my arms. And I told the Lord, I said, 'Lord, I'll do anything You tell me to do, but I'm not going to have surgery.'" So he said, "I walked out to my car and I looked and there's a piece of paper under the windshield wiper." Said it was a 3x5 card. So I said, I reached around, took the windshield wiper and pulled it out. And it says, "Call Thurman Scrivener. Here's the number." So Monday he called me. I said, "Well, you know, there's a scripture in James chapter 5, verse 16. Look at this. Confess your sins or your faults to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." So what did the Lord tell us to do? Confess our sins, right? Yes. Pray for each other so that we will be healed. I mean, if God made that statement, do you think He's able to heal us of anything? I mean, after all, He's only who?
God.
Oh, only God. Well, some people that don't carry a lot of weight, does it, Jackie?
No.
But with you and me, that carries a lot of weight, don't it? He is only God. We don't really get a hold of that as Christians. So I told him, I said, now, in James 5:16, I said, I know you've confessed that sin to the Lord, so I want you just to confess it to me. Is that what he said? Confess your faults one to another?
Uh-huh.
If there's ever anything we should do where we should take instructions and follow those instructions to the letter, it's with God's word, right?
Yes.
And so I said, I want you to confess your fault to me. I said, I don't want you to name the sin to me. Just say, Lord, I'm now confessing my fault to Thurman. I have sinned. You know what I've done, and I'm sorry that I've done it. So I said, that's all it takes. Once you've confessed that sin, I said, now then, you are a senior pastor of a church, and you've been there for a long, long time. And I said, I'm a senior pastor of a little church. And I said, God expects you and me to believe His word. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Believe God expects us, the pastor, to believe His word?
Amen.
I guarantee He expects us to believe it. So I said, now then, I'm going to take you to a verse in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, and I want to show you what the requirements are when we pray. And James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, he said, but when you ask or when you pray, be sure that you really expect Him to answer. Most of us pray, and then we go off, and some of us don't even say thank you when we get through praying. We just pray, and then we walk out and say, well, now we'll go see what happens. I've got an appointment with a doctor next week, you know, and if I don't feel better by next Thursday when my appointment's here, I'll just go to doctor. I know God wasn't listening. Well, you might as well just go ahead and get ready to go to doctor, because I guarantee you ain't listening. You know, you're not meeting His requirement. We do not realize the way God does things. But look what He says. But when you ask Him, be sure that you really expect Him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. People like that should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. If we don't have faith as men of God, what are we going to get from the King? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So if we, man or woman, when we pray, you know, I've had people, when I would tell somebody, okay, I have found your sin, I've got you to repent of that sin, now I'm taking God's word and one of these promises and I'm praying for you, now I guarantee my King's going to heal you. And I have people say, I've had pastors tell me, how in the world can you guarantee something like that? Well, if I got a scripture like this that says I got to believe with no doubt in my heart, what do you expect me to say? I mean, so what if I say, well, I don't know what His will is here. I'm praying for you, but now let's see what He's going to do. What do you think He's going to do? Ain't going to do nothing, is He? In other words, I didn't believe, did I? If I had believed, I would have thanked Him, right? And that's why so many of us don't get healed. But anyway, I said, Stan, you know that scripture, don't you? He said, oh, yeah, I know that scripture. He said, I believe it. I said, okay, then I'm going to pray for you. You repented to God of your sin, and you repented to me for your sin. Now, is that what the Lord says? Confess your faults or your sins one to another so that you may be sick? Is that what He said?
Healed.
Oh, healed. So if we confess our fault to Him and to one another, and then if we pray in faith, what's going to happen?
Healed.
We're going to be healed, according to God's word, right? So I told Stan, I said, I'm going to guarantee you our King is going to heal you when I pray for you. So I prayed for him. And I thanked him for doing it. And all of a sudden, I hear him on the other end of the line saying, glory to God, praise the Lord. I got both hands plumb over my head and there's no pain whatsoever. That was on Monday. The next Friday, he called me back and said, I've got to have you come teach a healing school in my church. He said, I've never, ever seen anything like this. He said, I have a question to ask you. He said, I've never seen anybody get healed. But he said, I got healed in my own church with you over the telephone. So see, that's pretty obvious. I don't have to be there, right? I don't have to be over there and actually physically laying hands on you. No, I can pray over the phone for you, can't I?
Right.
Sure. He said, does everybody you pray for get healed? I said, well, yes and no. He said, now what do you mean by that? Yes and no. I said, well, everybody that comes to me that fully repents of their sin and then believes the word of God with no doubt in their heart, they get healed. So if we confessed our sin, that fault, we really got rid of all of them, and then we really believed in faith with nothing wavering.
Amen.
What did God guarantee He would do? He'd heal us. Now, can he lie?
No,
he cannot lie. So if we don't get healed, who's the problem with God or with us? It's always us. Always us. But anyway, like I say, a week later, Stan called me back and he was praising the Lord. He said, the right arm. He said, when I raise it all the way up, I feel a little pop in there or something. He said, it's not 100% yet. I said, well, God's testing you, Stan. He's testing you to find out, are you going to continue to walk in love and continue to praise him and thank him for your healing? Because I said, so many people, when they get healed, they forget him. They go ahead and do their own thing. They ain't got, wow, I got healed, so I'm okay now. I have people that come to this church, and some of them live in the Metroplex, so it's not that far away. I have one couple that the man got healed of a stroke, and he got healed in a week. And the son got miraculously healed with a broken ankle and a broken leg and all this stuff in a matter of days with no surgery. They don't live far away, only about 4 or 5 hours way up in the southern tip of Oklahoma. But 4 or 5 hours is a long way to come to church. But they come to church here every time they can. Because the father, when he come down with a stroke, when he came here, he could not drive. He could hardly walk. He had somebody to help him in the house. And when I talked to him, I said, do you have any unforgiveness toward anybody? Oh, yeah. I said, well, that's why you had a stroke. I said, you can't hold unforgiveness. I said, when you carry unforgiveness, God said in his word that he, the Lord, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. I said, that's in the New Testament. He said, God would never send a tormenting spirit to torment me. I said, I don't know where we get these ideas that we do not believe that God will do what he says he'll do in his word. If I were just to ask the question to most of you, do you think God would send a tormenting spirit, a demon, to torment me? Probably about 99% of you would say, he would never do nothing like that. God would never send a demon of hell to attack me. I'm one of his sons or his daughter. But I said, he will. And I said, he says it in his words.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled So Important to Forgive Everyone, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.